How is a believer? What is his character?
إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
What is the difference between inna and innama? Innama is also kalima hasr, which confines the meaning only this and nothing else. So here, indeed, saying of the believers, إِذَا دَعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, when they are called to Allah and His Messenger, لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, so they judge between them. When they are called and told, this is what is decreed in the Quran, and this is what the Prophet has said, what do they say? We learn about the hypocrites. When they were called, they would turn away. But what do the believers say? أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, that they say, we heard and we obeyed, nothing else. It doesn't say سَمِعْنَا ثُمَّ أَطَعْنَا, we heard, then we obeyed. ثُمَّ means a wait or a delay. So there is no ثُمَّ, so there is no delay. They immediately submit when they hear, this is what the Prophet says, as we learn about the companions in the seerah. When they had pots of donkey meat cooking on the fire, and they were hungry, but then the Prophet ﷺ told them that this is unlawful, and they cannot eat it. They dumped the pots with the cooked meat, despite their extreme hunger. This is called سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Not making excuses or complaining. Don't you think we are hungry? What can we do? We are on a journey and far from home. Where will we eat from now? They didn't say anything of the sort or make excuses or complain. They heard and they obeyed. We see the expanse of their open heart of the believer. A believer does not complain or make excuses. When the commands of Allah come, we too should say سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, accepting immediately, not saying, I will see what my family has to say about it, or I will think about it, or ask for other options. Only one who has complete trust in Allah will say سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. For example, when we want to lose weight and are told that we have to eat something, even something bitter, and we are ready to eat whatever necessary because we trust what we are being told. What is lacking is desire for Jannah. Our desire to lose weight is more, and we do whatever necessary, even if we have to buy something extremely expensive that we can eat to lose that weight. We go to great lengths to lose weight because we love to look good. But Jannah is not loved as much, that for it we make certain sacrifices, no matter what we have to do to achieve it. The extreme desire of anything makes the person put forth the effort. When there is no desire, the person does not make the effort and thinks, and uses the example of a person who was granted Jannah for just giving water to a thirsty dog. Then they say, why wouldn't I get it? I have done this and that. Say, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim and forgiving, and He will take us to Jannah. Why do I have to work so hard for it? Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. By doing this and making excuses, we take a great risk by not working for it. If Allah asks for even one matter or one command that we heard about and did not obey, then we will perish. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever gets accountability is perished, and for him is torment. And we want an easy way out. This is only a deception of Shaitan. He deceives us and wants to take us to hellfire. We should say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The Bani Israel would say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا, we hear and we disobey, as people have already decided for themselves that they will take the class, but they will not obey what they learn from the commands. They decide ahead of time. This was the behavior of Bani Israel, as mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. And only those with true faith say, "We hear and we obey." وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these are the successful ones. When they hear the call from Allah, His Quran, and His Messenger in the Hadith, the decisions are already given, and there will not be any changes. And whoever, after hearing these commands, obeys them, will be the one successful. Whether times of happiness or other times, if we see them difficult or easy, or have to hear negative responses from people, whether the heart likes it or not, but do it. These are the ones who will find success. Falah is something that is difficult and it takes hard work. وَمَنْ يُطَعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. In this ayah are four things that show who our faiz. Faiz or faiz is success. Success, where one is saved from hardship and achieves the desired outcome. And Faiz is going to Jannah without entering Jahannam, as there will be people who will enter Jannah after going to hell. The real success is when a person is saved from entering hell. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلِ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. So whoever was saved from the hellfire and entered Jannah was in fact successful. That is the real success. When a person is dipped in hell and then taken to Jannah, that dip, even for 1 second, will not be tolerable. If our one nail is cut a little deep, we feel so much pain that causes restlessness. How can anyone endure the pain and suffering in hellfire? We are very weak. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Those who do these four things, they will be the ones who are successful. وَمَنْ يُطَعِ اللَّهِ. This is the first one. Whoever obeys Allah, how is this done? When one fulfills what is obligatory or fard, this is the obedience of Allah. وَرَسُولَهُ. Number two, and obeys the Prophet. Whatever is mentioned in the Ahadith, what the Prophet ﷺ prohibits, not saying this is only a hadith, not in the Quran, so it's okay to leave it. No, whatever is commanded to do, obedience in that is important. The Prophet ﷺ is not in front of us today and giving us commands. But when the ahadith reached us, they are for us. We cannot think that the Prophet ﷺ said it to the people of his time only. If we are told something is haram and a certain action carries a curse of Allah, and Allah will not look at that person with His mercy, then it means we cannot do those things. This was not for Sahaba only, but also for us. Number three, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهُ, and fears Allah. He fears thinking of the sins done in the past and has remorse about them and fears the accountability. Then having remorse and regret and doing repentance for them. Number four, وَيَتَّقْهِ, and adopts piety. When a person puts forth a great deal of effort in piety, this is for future, when one is careful about the future, and he spends a conscious life. Because of remorse of the sins he committed in the past and spending the life fearing that does not fall into sin again, or doing anything from the disobedience of Allah, and having this conscience is called taqwa or piety. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Then those are the successful ones. A person will slip and make mistakes, but keeps fearing and doesn't become fearless, and doesn't say nothing will happen. Why be afraid? And this fear is from knowing the greatness and majesty of Allah, knowing how great is the Lord, who is Akbar, and fears to disobey him. This is the person who will be saved and will enter Jannah. He fulfilled all obligations and obeyed the Sunnah, and is continuously fearful of the past sins and careful for the future. Then after this, the person is faiz. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and they swore by Allah with their firm oaths. لَئِنْ أَمَوْتَهُمْ لَيُخْرَجُنَّ, surely if you commanded them, they would surely, definitely come out. That if they were called for jihad in the path of Allah, they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam swearing and saying, we are ready and waiting. When will you command us? We will leave our homes and our families ready with the desire of shahada, saying with their tongues, constantly saying, we are ready to do this and that, just as people profess their willingness to do good deeds, talking much, saying we are ready to obey Allah's commands. The munafiq were saying they would go out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا, do not you swear, سَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَةٌ, your obedience is known. This is the first meaning. Number two meaning is that you are asked to obey and show your obedience and to stop swearing. With obedience we will see your truthfulness. This is as they are being scolded. And if you want to see obedience, look at the believers in front of you. In it is ma'ruf, meaning well recognized. Look at them. They do not talk, but in obedience surpass everyone. Recognized obedience means known and recognized by everyone. If you want to see obedience, look at the true believers. What would these people do? They would say, we will do so much, we are ready. But after that, when the call for jihad was made to go out in the way of Allah, they would not be found. They would be making excuses, saying our homes are exposed and have this problem or that problem, making excuses and not found. Going back to the example of a friend who professes that I am here for you, you don't need to go to anyone else. That is all talk. Then one day you need help and you call her, she makes this and that excuse and makes you think, what was the need for all that talk and professing so much? This is hurtful because with their talk they showed so much sincerity. Then when the truth comes out, see it as a lie. Just as a munafiq who professed so much, when time to obey came, they were not found. They were all talk and zero action. When Deen was in the hour of need and times were difficult, where were they? The munafiq would do this, yet the Prophet ﷺ did not punish each one of them. Their being scolded in the Quran was enough for them. Allah wants obedience. When we hear, do we say obeying commands is difficult and cannot do it? Then why so much talk about being true to faith and saying we are good inside? What does it matter if there are no deeds to show? The first meaning of ta'atum ma'rufa means we know about your obedience. They are being exposed. Inna Allaha khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Indeed, Allah knows with whatever you do. Allah knows about actions of everyone. We show so much, but what is the real actions behind it? We say so much, but what are the actions in relation? Allah is informed about everything. Allah knows about everyone's obedience. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ.
Say,
obey Allah and obey His Messenger. This is what is required. Show in obedience. Leave talk and false claims. When a person shows by action, shows the reality within the person.
Lack of actions show there is nothing in the heart, because whatever is in the heart naturally comes in action. As when we love someone, we make the effort to see them, we talk with them, and when there is hatred, it shows in action, even on the face and tongue, and we see it in the dealings with them. How can it be when someone says they have so much love for Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Can see eyes tearing with mention of the Prophet, but when matters of obedience to Ahadith come, see no regard for it. This is for everyone, even myself. Allah tells us through His Prophet to obey Allah and His Messenger. Obedience of the Prophet is also a must, not just the Quran. A person is not a Sunni until they act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. If you turn away, then indeed upon him is whatever he was made to carry, and upon you whatever you were made to carry.
Those who are being told to obey Allah and His Messenger, but if they do not obey and turn away, then they are responsible for that which they were made to carry. What are we made to carry? Our responsibility is to obey, and we will be asked about that. And upon you, that you are made to carry. And what was upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam convey the message? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَسْتَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ. You are not a controller over them and cannot make them obey. Your job is to convey to them. This is mentioned in other places where it says the responsibility of the Prophet is only to convey. And if the people obey, okay. If not, then they are responsible. Then what about us? If it is not the responsibility of the Prophet, then is it our responsibility to force people to obey the commands? This is not our job, to force people or to make people obey the commands. And this was not the responsibility of the Prophet to force it upon them. This is not the responsibility of those doing work of dawah to go after people and question if others are obeying or not, or doing or not doing. Our job is only balagh, to convey. Then it is between the person and Allah if the person obeys, or how much he or she obeys. Questioning and being judgmental, being judges of others. Why is someone doing this? Where and why are they going? And why are they doing this? This is not our responsibility to follow after people in their actions. Our responsibility is our actions. One responsibility is that is ours, and another that was for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our responsibility is أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول, and the responsibility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to convey, and he conveyed. Now we should worry about our responsibility. And another scenario is وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ. The first scenario was if they turned away, but now if you obey, تَحْتَدُوا, you will obtain guidance. If obey Allah and His Messenger, will be once guided. Other than this way, there is no guidance. There is only one criteria of guidance, and that is obedience. That's it.
It is not just having halaqas or becoming teachers of the Quran or being students of the Quran or memorizing translations and getting full marks. This doesn't mean we gain guidance by getting admission. We see the straight way by these means, but have to walk upon the way. If we do not walk upon the path of guidance, then we are not guided. Obedience is called guidance, not talk. Obedience is by doing actions. This is the requirement to obey, not just talking beautifully. Allah doesn't want talk, but wants us to obey. For example, if we hire a servant and he talks all day saying, "I clean so well and wash dishes so well," but doesn't do any work, we would say, "What should I do with your talking? Don't see it in your action or work." We kiss the Quran and have people come to homes to recite Quran, but how much is the obedience? This is what Allah will ask about, not just commending or praising the Quran, saying this is the best book. Today this is a problem. Muslims are behind in obedience. If one wants to see a person who is guided, then she'll look to see if a person who obeys. If no action, then he is not guided. مَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And the responsibility of the Prophet is only to convey Allah's message clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O Prophet, remind them." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not accountable if people did not obey. Not for any teacher or person doing dawah. To make people obey the commands, their responsibility is only to convey. Then it is the responsibility of the people to obey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to obey Allah and His commands. Ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Please listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ويقولون آمنا بالله وبالرسول وأطعنا ثم يتولى فريق منهم من بعد ذلك وما أولئك بالمؤمنين وإذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم إذا فريق منهم معرضون وإن يكن لهم الحق يأتوا إليه مذعنين أفي قلوبهم مرض أم ارتابوا أم يخافون أن يحيف الله عليهم ورسوله بل أولئك هم الظالمون إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقه فأولئك هم الفائزون وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن أمرتهم ليخرجن قل لا تقسموا طاعة معروفة إن الله خبير بما تعملون قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فإن تولوا فإنما عليه ما حمل وعليكم ما حملتم وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين